With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM. The Fan, Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, along with Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson as well. Baby Tausch is out today.
Guess what happens, Steve?
Well, he's on his way to Green Bay, really, because he's going to be hanging out with Bill Michaels and Gary Ellerson tonight up Top Motors. Green and Gold postgame show tonight from Hinterland Brewery in Green Bay. So if you're going up to the game and you're looking for a place to go after the game, or maybe during the game, because it's an exhibition game, go over there, grab a couple of drinks, grab some food. Baby Tao should be hanging out over there as well, and then the show will start after with Gary and Bill.
You ain't going to believe what happened. You're not going to be surprised.
Something happened with you?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
They're doing the update. Who doing the update just then?
That was Anthony Mandela.
Oh, never heard of him.
Never heard of him, okay.
Turn my mic on again for the 12th time. Joe goes, what are you doing over there?
Boy. Oy, 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 oy.
Yesterday we were at, hey Anthony, I don't know if he knew about it. Yesterday we were in full gossip mode and I hit my mic and it was on, but nobody heard that we, allegedly.
So, no, nobody heard it allegedly, so that's good. So yeah, so
there wasn't no curse words.
Right. Okay, so starting off, we have Packers and Texans tonight. As of last check, and I'd miss Mandela's update, so if you said it, tell me if
that's your friend.
I have not seen anything on Aaron Rodgers playing or not playing tonight when I last checked. You didn't see anything from Ryan Wood or Domofsky or anybody, did you?
Nothing confirmed, just the expected game one. I would not bet on seeing him out there.
Right.
He's not playing.
Meanwhile, Andy Reid has said Patrick Mahomes will play the entire first quarter tonight the Kansas City
MVP?
Chiefs. And they are Kansas City Chiefs, and it's been pointed out that Andy Reid played Donovan McNabb way more than other quarterbacks played in exhibition season as well. So obviously Andy Reid, a former quarterbacks coach with the Packers back in the Mike Holmgren days, has his belief that quarterbacks should play in exhibition play, unlike some of these other coaches nowadays who don't want to put the dolls out onto the field to possibly get hurt. So they don't play him as much. We'll get more into Aaron Rodgers, whether or not he should play, coming up at 3 o'clock. But because it is a Packers game day, we start off with what are you confident in, what are you concerned about, and what are you curious about heading into tonight's game between the Packers and the Texans. And anytime you get into exhibition football, there's not as obviously as many things to talk about, per se, especially when it's the first preseason game of the year. Normally, by the time you get to the third preseason game of the year, there's a lot more stuff to talk about because stars are going to play longer in those games. There's a lot more storylines that have played out through the first two preseason games and so forth. But it is what it is. Tonight is game one. We've scrimmaged against this Texans team for 2 days, so we know what that's all about. I'm guessing there will be some people looking for Lonnie Johnson Jr.'s head on a platter during this game if he's on special teams. Some retribution for what he did during the week to Jay Sternberger and Trevor Davis. So that'll be a nice little storyline to follow tonight as well. But let's start off first with you, Leroy Butler. What are you confident in going into tonight's game?
I'm just shocked we're doing this for preseason, but because I don't think a lot of people can be confident in a lot of things, but I'll play along. You know, I just, it's a head scratcher, a lot of unknowns.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Thanks for doing that on the air, though.
Okay,
that's good. Yeah.
It's funnier that way.
Gary is at WNFL in Green Bay. That's why he's saying, can you hear me? So he's up there getting ready to go to the Packers-Texans game here in a couple of hours.
Gary, you go ahead then. Since you, yeah, you go ahead, Gary.
Confident in tonight that we're going to see a lot of young guys get an opportunity to make this team. I think when you start looking at just outside of your starters, I think you're going to start seeing some of these young guys who they need to see. I just think you look at Za'Darius, although he's not young, but yet he is. And I think, well, Preston, I think he's out. Isn't he out?
I don't know if he's playing tonight or not, but they held him out because
he
last
was hurt.
Practice. Yep.
But those guys, Jair Alexander, I mean, some of these guys are still relatively young. I think you'll see some extensive playing time from a lot of these young guys who are only like in their second or third year, or some of these free agents that they brought in, like Za'Darius, to get a little bit more work than normal. So I'm confident you're going to see some of these young guys play a lot. This team is relatively young to begin with.
You know, and that's the one thing. I think going into this game tonight, the one thing that I'm confident in that we're going to see tonight is I think you're going to see a lot of action from the tight ends making some plays within this offense because they have so many tight ends on this team right
now.
They
need a look.
I think they're going to get a look for sure. I think Robert Tonyan is going to be big probably in this game.
Who's that?
Your guy, Robert Tonyan. I think he's probably going to be big in this game. And we'll see how much Mercedes Lewis plays or Jay Sternberger and some of these other guys. Sternberger, obviously, with the concussion, the jaw issue.
Yeah,
so probably won't be able to see much of him tonight. But you're going to see some of these other guys. And I think that tight end role starts to develop itself a little bit tonight. Now, Gary, I know we always say, well, it's going to be vanilla and you're not going to see as much stuff, but you were up at practice, so you can kind of tell everybody what some of their standard packages are that they may see tonight that maybe they didn't see with McCarthy.
No, you will, and I think that you'll start looking at some of those things, too, and it's pretty much the same. I think if you saw the Rams, Aaron Rodgers mentioned it, you know, those bunch formations, those tight formations, one back offense. And they do a lot more on a center than Rodgers, I think, is accustomed to. So I think you'll see a lot of that. But, you know, I think, and I know we're still doing confident, but I think concern, if I could just throw that in there right away, is not even concern. I think it's curious for me. Curious.
Hey, now, wait a second. Hold on. You sound like somebody that calls in to pick a lane and swerves all over all three lanes.
You just want me staying confident right now?
Yeah, we're going to be doing this for a while, so we're going to stay in confident.
Okay, I stay confident.
Yeah, okay.
Well, okay, the young guys playing.
So, no, but I want to go back to what we were talking about with these packages. So what are they going to see package-wise and what this offense is going to line up and look like as far as what their vanilla offense is going to look like? That might look different than what McCarthy
is. I don't know what their vanilla offense look like. I mean, I just don't know. I think you line up and run your stuff. Now, maybe they don't audible as much. Maybe that's vanilla. I mean, maybe he has to just go. And this actually would be good for Rodgers if they're actually doing that. They says, dude, no audibling. Just go through your progression. Somebody's going to be open. Well, because you have more than one target, right?
Yeah, you'll see more bunch formation. You'll see more motion. And then you'll see a lot of stretch plays with whoever the running back going to be, Gary. I don't even know. But you'll see a lot of those plays, not so much between the tackles. That'll look different. But for the most part, it's going to look like what you've seen for the last 13 years because they want to keep some of those things that worked. Some of those things worked. And not only that, the play action game, there is no play action if you don't respect the running back. I mean, this, and you got to understand something. The Texas defense is an experienced defense. It has a lot of great players on it. They're hard to get fooled, and they've just practiced against you. So you're not going to fool them. But, Gary, just for 1 minute, if I can get back the confidence, I think that Boyle is better than Deshaun Kizer. Confident of that. You're going to see him run the offense better, and you're going to see a guy may not get a lot of opportunities. But at some point, you need to find out who that backup is. Deshaun Kizer has to separate himself from, you know, any of these other guys. He has to separate himself. Because remember, you was a second-round draft pick. They traded for you. Now's the time for you to separate yourself. Not so much in practice anymore. This is a game for him. That's why if Aaron Rodgers, which he won't play, you're going to start Deshaun Kizer. You go out there first. You're going to play a whole half. A whole half. I mean, a whole half.
Yeah, I see.
No, nobody coming to get you. Nope. It's your baby. Go prove that if Aaron Rodgers go out, you're the guy. Because if not, number eight's going to play. Okay? So the second half will be Boyle. We'll get the whole second half.
Yeah, and I'm not there with you at all on this. From my perspective.
What part? What are you talking about?
With your love affair with Boyle.
Look, anybody else you got?
Yeah, I want to see this kid from Arizona State play. Yeah, the quarterback, man. Yeah.
Stop reading about what people say about this guy.
Those are the reporters that are there. I'm not there. I'm just scoring all what they're saying.
You don't have to be there to know what your eye test.
I saw him play at Arizona State. Herm Edwards coaching him up good. He played well.
That ain't good enough. There's no way he's going to leap far because you're going to build up another Callahan. We don't want that.
Oh, he's better than Callahan.
We don't even know. But here's the thing.
Well, I know I don't like Boyle or I don't like Kaiser.
Up there to find out if they're the guy. Don't you want to find out first?
Think we all know.
They're ahead of him.
Then we all know about Kaiser. I think we've moved on from
Kaiser.
Well,
let's find out. This Gary, is a new offense. Everything's new.
Gary, have you moved on from Kaiser, or do you still think there's hope he could be the next guy?
Well, I don't know. He just hadn't done well as of late, right? I mean, I just think if you just look at the body of work, shows a lot of promise. I mean, here's a guy that has a lot of experience, had some experience in Cleveland, and then he comes here for whatever reason, just not work. I still think you've got to see him a little bit. I think he's amongst with everybody else. Kaiser, Boyle, I mean.
Throw them all in there.
Yeah, Wilkins. I mean, you got to see something. I think inevitably what's going to happen is I think they're going to go get a veteran because that's what they need to do. They need a veteran backup. I mean, I know Leroy likes Boyle a lot, and the only reason why Leroy likes Boyle a lot because he's the best of the rest. I mean, if they had somebody else, Leroy would like them better. But right now, if Leroy's right, I would say Tim Boyle right now shows the most promise to be Aaron Rodgers' backup, but I really wouldn't feel good about him being a backup. I want a proven veteran that's been in the league to back up Aaron Rodgers and a guy that just really doesn't – that's not a threat to him. You know, just someone that's going to be his buddy, help him out, hang out, and can win a couple games for you. I don't know if Boyle can do that.
See, and for me, I'm not as down on Boyle as I am DeShone Kaiser. I mean, we've seen this in by all indications, and like Leroy said, we're not there. We're going on what Ryan Wood says. So believe exactly. Ryan Wood or don't believe Ryan Wood. That's up to you. I'm going to believe Ryan Wood. So if he's looked as bad as what everybody says up there, Domofsky, Wood, and all these guys, you're going in the wrong direction. Now, I know it's a new offense. It takes time to learn and so forth, but based on everything I've read, it sounds like this short passing game should be right up DeShone Kaiser's alley for the most part.
Aaron Rodgers hasn't gotten the offense to where it's great, Steve. They had a three and out in a two-minute drill. It's hard. It's hard for terminologists when you have to go in a huddle, command a huddle, and say a paragraph.
Yeah, it's true.
And then you got to realize what you're doing.
Right.
And then, to boot, throw an accurate pass. So I'm willing to give all these guys a little bit of space, but if you're DeShone Kaiser, can't turn the ball over. That's number one.
But is it make or break for him, Leroy? So if he doesn't play well this preseason, is he in danger of getting cut because he's under team control for a while still, where they would go with Boyle and Emmanuel Wilkins instead?
I think a lot of teams would love him. They're probably thinking, I can change him. I got this thing that can make him. If Gary is right, in which I kind of agree, if they bring a veteran in here, I don't even know the veteran list. Say, let's just for sake for me to feel good about it, say you bring in Colin Kaepernick. Okay. Say you bring in Colin Kaepernick. He's better than every quarterback out there sitting around doing nothing because they want some guy just hold a clipboard. But this guy could probably come in and play and they haven't played in 2 years. He's better than anybody you got. Say you bring him in. You're going to release. Or, well, hey, they released Daniels and they get nothing.
Right.
They'll release Kaiser.
Kaiser.
We tried.
Yep.
And just have your backup be your veteran. And Boyle is your third stringer, and put the kid you like, put him on practice squad. You would have to wave him, but
if Rodgers don't
develop.
Right, if Rodgers don't play tonight, Leroy, to me, Kaiser's on the hot seat. He can't throw two picks tonight.
Can't do it. Can't do
just
it.
Can't.
There's a lot of pressure on him. I would start him.
In place of Aaron Rodgers.
If
Rodgers don't play, Kaiser should be your starter.
All right, so we'll talk more about this going forward. We'll also get into what are Gary and Leroy concerned about? What are they curious about? Want to hear from you as well. Confident, concerned, and curious. And it's a throwback Thursday with the Rolling Stones today. So you have Rolling Stones throughout the day. If you want to get your nomination in for who you want to hear on a throwback Thursday, it's pretty simple. All you have to do is tweet at 105.7 FM. The hashtag,
no vote.
Hashtag is big throwback. Use the hashtag big throwback. Leroy Butler, who would you like to hear?
Is Mariah Carey on there?
Yep.
Yeah, Mariah Carey, man. What a catalog.
Mariah Carey. All right.
Amazing catalog.
I'll go with The Counting Crows. Counting Crows for me.
Good catalog.
Gary Ellerson.
Let's go Boys to Men.
Oh, very good. That's catalog. My group right there. Love me some Boys to Men. Hey, Anthony Mandela. What say that side of the room?
Dave Matthews Band.
Dave Matthews Band. Never got into Dave. Never got into him. Dave Matthews Band. I know there are a ton of people that are fans of him. I just never got into him.
I love him.
So all those guys, all those groups are nominations.
Come up with your own. You don't have to like ours.
Come up with your own. Get a bunch of your friends to get along with you on Twitter and vote.
Please.
Now the rules are they have to be 20 years as a group or older. Or dead or disbanded. Those are the three simple rules for a Throwback Thursday. Just use the hashtag Big Throwback. Tweet it to 105.7 FM.
I'm also confident Cal Facker will get 2 sacks. Go on the break.
Throwback Thursday here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson here as well, former Packer and Badger running back, and of course there's Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler. Baby Tausch off today. For those of you asking, no, he did not win the cream puff eating contest today at State Fair. He did not. However, they did some hocus pocus things. Like, I've done that a couple of years ago in the cream puff eating contest at State Fair. And apparently this year they put like a brownie in the middle of one of the cream puffs that you were trying to eat. They put like a chocolate chip cookie or something in the middle of another one he was trying to eat. So apparently the winner had 3 cream puffs and Baby Tausch had 2.5 when it all ended. Disappointed, Gary and Baby Tausch not being able to win that, or are you okay with it?
I'm good with it.
You're okay with it. Leroy, you
should not be in those kind of things.
Why not?
Because we're trying to have a long-term show.
Oh, you think it might kill him?
Well, not so much that. Just available, I won't say.
Available, that. Yeah. Availability is everything.
Yeah, he can't beat these folks because these people working out.
We were talking about what we were all confident in the first segment of the show. Time now to move on to what is everybody concerned about heading into tonight's game. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. You can also tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Gary Ellerson, we'll start with you. What are you concerned about heading into tonight's contest?
Well, just injuries, right? I mean, I think you look at the Green Bay Packers' history of it seems like everybody always get hurt. So really concerned about just staying healthy. I mean, you want everybody to be healthy so you can evaluate. I mean, even down to the last guy, you want to be evaluate everyone that is playing tonight. So just guys coming out being healthy. I mean, that's why the NFL, you look, they're going to go to 2 games here shortly, and it's going to happen. And the reason why that is, they'd rather play games than to have these guys play in these, you know, in these preseason games.
Okay, so concern is health for Gary Ellerson, Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler.
You won't be able to, whoever the quarterback is, you won't be able to protect him, especially later in these games. First preseason game, protection can be an issue, especially if they've been changing terminology and protection. I'm just concerned the quarterback can't even get the ball off. So, especially if you don't have depth on your offensive line, you're going to find that out. You're going to find that out because the first 5, if they play, they won't play long. They need to find out the Alex Lights of the world and those kind of, you know, those backup guys. I mean, they got to find out who these guys going to be, you know. Who's your backup center? Who's your backup right guard, left guard? This one you find out. So, and you're talking about a defense that's a 3-4 type defense that they blitz a lot. But for the most part, it's pretty much like the Pro Bowl. You just don't blitz a lot in preseason. The Texans don't really play by a lot of those rules. They just run their stuff. They just run their stuff. So you can see a 4-man rush, but 2 of those guys may be linebackers and, you know, small, quick guys, and they get after your quarterback. So you have to protect the quarterback. That is paramount.
Steve, you understand what I say about healthy, right?
Man, you don't want anybody getting hurt.
Yeah, so you understood that, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the golden age football game.
Yes. Leroy, did you understand
preseason,
that?
Regular season, postseason?
What's cloudy about that?
Right. Is anything cloudy about that?
No, it's crystal clear. No.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Okay, you know, somebody gonna pull a hamstring now. We just don't know who it is. Come on, stop it. Somebody gonna walk to the sideline, grab it right below their glute. Come on, man, it's gonna happen.
But see, that's the like that. That's the thing, though. So when you're in these exhibition games, right?
Yeah.
Does it matter if it's exhibition game one or exhibition game three when you feel something, whether or not you're coming out or whether or not you're trying to play through it, if you're a young player fighting for a roster spot?
See, my thing is, I'll go first, Gary. My thing is this. You have to be available. So to me, if you feel anything, you got to come out. Because playing through it, to me, and you rip it, tear it, whatever word you want to use, now you're done. You're going to get cut. They're going to get a settlement, and you're out. Just like Spriggs, you're out of here. But if you come out, you don't want to hurt your team because you can't push, you can't run, and you give up a touchdown. Now you got a double whammy. You gave up a touchdown, and you got hurt. So just let the trainers do their job. And for the most part, I tell all these guys, this is the Bible. This is what I tell all young guys. You're not being evaluated just by the Texans and the Packers. Every team gets this tape.
I know, right?
Everybody gets this tape.
A lot of guys don't realize that. You're right. You have to tell them that, though, Roy. You have to tell them that.
Everybody. You may not make it here. Take the guy Mike Tyson. That's a great name for you. Kid's been three places. You never know. You never know. So every time you hit that field, you're thinking, all eyes are on me. So if you have a sore ankle and you can't be 100%, okay, it may not work here. But when you get to the next location, I'm 100%. Now I can make it. But if you play through it and tear it off, hey, listen, you got to sit out this whole season. And maybe you come back in December, a team, I don't know. But all eyes are on you. And that's what my Tupac. You know, remember say all eyes on me?
Yeah.
But you flip it, all eyes on you.
But this is my thing. So you say, well, it doesn't matter, right? It's all game film, goes to everybody.
It does.
Fine.
Yeah, that's true.
Though. But as a player, you're also thinking, dude, I want to be on this Packers team. Sure. They're going to be pretty good. And I'm Dexter Williams. I'm fighting for a running back spot, third running back spot. We know Aaron Jones is making it. We know Jamal Williams is making it. They're bringing in 100 different running backs every day to compete against me to try and take my role on this team that I'm fighting for. I feel something in tonight's game, let's say. Okay, I'm probably coming out. I feel something in game three or game four of the exhibition season. Maybe I'm trying to play through it because I don't want them to get extra spotlight because I don't want to go sit on the bench, give them a chance to win a job for me because I'm hurt.
Gary, you want to take that?
No, I let this, he's well, I mean, you know, he's right. I mean,
what?
Don't you try to fight and play through it when you're trying to make a roster spot in three and four of exhibition season versus, say, game one versus a vet who feels anything at all in any one of the four games comes out. I'm not playing through anything in exhibition season. I'm on the team. I don't need to fight through any all this stuff.
I mean, let me ask you this. Do you think is it Josh Jackson? Do you think Josh Jackson is on his team?
Yeah. Yep.
You do?
Yep.
See, I don't know.
Yeah.
And we haven't seen him yet.
Nope. Been hurt, but I don't.
So today's football is a little different. I don't just feels like no matter who you are, these guys are not playing hurt these days.
And then,
like that to you?
And you're right about that. I don't think the teams really want them out there because it opened up an opportunity for somebody else.
Well, not even that though, Steve. You know what? At the end of the camp, right? They get an injury settlement.
Sure does.
Yeah.
So then they got to pay these jokers. So they trying to get these guys healthy. So they don't have to spend any money.
Yeah, they can just clear cut them.
For me, going into this game tonight, concerns that I have, I'm concerned that Rodgers didn't come play at all. That's my concern.
Okay.
And that's where I'm at.
I want to break that down here.
We'll talk about that at 3:00. But for me, it's just, I think, well, and again, LaFleur wasn't here last year.
No.
Fine. But we should have learned from last year that you need to have everybody on the same page. And It costs you to a certain degree, in my opinion, not having these rookie quarterback, these rookie wide receivers playing with the quarterback they were going to play with during the regular season as much as they could in game situations. Now, everybody is learning this offense, and I don't care how vanilla the defense is or how vanilla your offense is, the more reps, and as Leroy says, the more times he can hear the paragraphs being read to him in, or told to him in his ear, and he says it out loud, and it now becomes secondhand knowledge. All these other years, he knew the playbook like the back of his hand, like no problem, you know? Mm-hmm. Now, that's not the same thing. He himself has said sometimes he's second-guessing himself as far as terminology because what it means in this offense may not mean the same thing that it meant in McCarthy's offense, so he really has to think more. Well, the more game action you get and the more times you get to go out there and call it and then sight adjustments and going into the other play or whatever, I think that's good for Aaron Rodgers at this point, and that's why I think it's a big deal.
Here's an example. And they get in a huddle. They want to run an all-go special. I mean, everybody runs go routes. So the quarterback will say, two jet, all go, special, X, Y hook, Z out, Y come back.
Way too many X's, Y's, and Z's.
Too much. So you can just go, hey, two jet, all go, special, ready, break. And you go out, everybody knows what to do. That's what Bill Walsh is doing in the West Coast. It's a full paragraph. But as soon as I say two jet, all go, everybody knows the protection. Each letter knows what they're doing. You're off and running. You got to do that with 1,000 plays. You don't know which play. So when you have doing your week of preparation, they would have the first 15, and that kind of gets you running. They won't do scripted first 15. They normally don't. I mean, he may do it. But if you're Deshaun Kizer, you're thinking, okay, you know, this last play, they threw me on my – I got sacked, but my thumb is jammed with my left thumb. I can't take a snap. So I'm telling the coach, can I just do shotgun? But – I know if I come out and Boyle comes in and put up a big number, I'm toast. Or the other kid, what's his name?
Vinny Wilkins.
Yeah, he may come in, put up the number. I am toast. So you're pretty much at the crossroads. You're going to make the team based on what you've done in practice up until the game or in the game. Me personally, you need to come out the game and get healthy. Because if you're out there and get sacked again – and now you dislocate it, you're done. Now you little settlement money and you're out. And they got that spot anyway. So it's a lot to do. It's a lot of terminologies, but protection, I'm very concerned about that.
All right, so that's what he is concerned about, Leroy Butler. C. Sparky Fiverr, Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson on the Wendy's Big Show Sports Flash. Coming up in just a couple of minutes. First, before we get to that, let's talk about what we are curious about in tonight's game, Gary.
Well, we just talked about, but really curious about whether Aaron Rodgers is going to play or not. I mean, that's the big secret. I mean, everything surrounding him. I mean, this is a brand new offense. Really hadn't done it before. I mean, you figure the amount of time that you're limited now these days to have contact with these guys. I mean, there's no way you can just get it all in. I mean, we were talking to Ryan Wood. We asked him, you know, how much you think they got in. No one's really sure how much anyone has in, but we know that he doesn't know this offense like the back of his hand yet.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm curious about whether he's going to play or not tonight, and if he does, how much will they play him?
All right, so he's curious about that. Leroy Butler, what say you?
Rashad Gary.
Uh-huh.
Hey, man, how much you going to play? Is he going to start? I mean, and to boot, I want to know how much you're going to blitz. You don't have big guys now that – the Mike Daniels of the world that can stop the run. So are you going to just go after the quarterback? Because this defense is built to go after the quarterback, okay? They got big, tall, athletic guys to go after the quarterback. They had 44 sacks last year. That was a top 10. You want to try to get 50 this year. If you just start doing all your nice stuff, listen, people know what system you're going to run. You're not fooling anybody. But don't confuse your guys by trying to be all, you know, play a lot of base. We haven't been practicing this. Run what you've been practicing. But make sure this is the day that starts. Rashad Gary knows his role. Don't let him come off that field. And you know what? And I go up, Mike Clemens go up to him. Hey, what's your role on the defense? I don't know. That would not be a good look.
No, it wouldn't be. I totally agree with you. I'm curious in a couple of different things. I guess I'm curious first in Savage at safety to see if he makes any plays in this game. But I'm more curious to see how the fullback is used in this offense between the 20s, and how much are they actually going to be willing to throw to him? How many times is he going to be out on routes versus how many times are going to be giving him like inside handoffs and letting him give some running space inside? That's really what I want to see, because a fullback has been taking so much out of the offense in the National Football League. To know that they're actually going to use the fullback, kind of excited about it. I won't lie, kind of excited. Let's get to a sports flash with Anthony Mandela. But before that, let's talk about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And coming up on Tuesday, August 13th, that's this Tuesday, they will be having a ribbon cutting ceremony at 11 a.m. The public is welcome to come. Light refreshments served as well. Opening up a brand new deal, the Brookfield Experience Center, located at 19030 West Blue Mound Road in Brookfield. Again, that ribbon cutting ceremony coming up on Tuesday at 11 a.m.
Folks, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, best windows and doors out there. Pella has 9 different lines to choose from. Go to PellaWI.com to start the process, folks. And right now they're offering 0% down, 0% financing for 18 months, no payment until June of 2020. When you experience the Pella difference, you work with Gina Della from Pella. You work with her and her entire team, guys. They're there to make your job run smoothly, guys. And don't worry about the weather, because the Pella team will install year-round. Roy Lee, how they can get a hold of these good people?
Go to PellaWI.com today. Somebody's there ready to chat with you to talk about some of these great things. Steve just talked about the ribbon-cutting ceremony. I advise people to go out there. You really need to invest into the company. See what they're doing if you're going to be having them come to do your windows that you have invested in. Or you can give them a phone call, 262-783-6600. That's 262-783-6600.
Welcome back, Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh on 105.7 FM, The Fan, on a Throwback Thursday. Rolling Stones there on a Throwback Thursday. You guys voted him in last week. Vote in who you want to hear next Thursday on a Throwback Thursday. Just use the hashtag Big Throwback, tweeted at 105.7 FM, The Fan, and we'll tally up the votes here before the end of the show at 6 o'clock. Announce who the winner will be for next Thursday, who we will hear. All right, so this is the latest of what's going on with former Badgers wide receiver Quintez Cephas, as we found out, not guilty in this deal in which he was accused of had two sexual assault charges pending against him, was found not guilty last week. Now we have Paul Christ, who has come out, the Badgers head coach, and made these comments.
Yes, if it's best for Q, and it truly is for him, then I know his teammates and I know how we feel, we would welcome him back. And yet we got to make sure, and even we talked with the guys about it, you know, it's not about us. It's what's best for him. And if that is, we absolutely would.
So there's Paul Christ, Badgers head football coach, saying that they would love to have him back. Now comes word that indeed Quintez Cephas wants to come back and play with the Wisconsin Badgers, and he has asked to be readmitted to UW after being expelled last semester. Cephas's lawyers filed a petition on his behalf Tuesday and asked for a response by Thursday. That would be today. I've not seen if anything has come through on that yet. Under UW system administrative code, it's up to Chancellor Rebecca Blank to decide whether to reinstate Cephas. According to the code, Blank would make the decision in consultation with the school's Title IX coordinator in cases involving alleged sexual assault. So that's where we stand as of right now. Anthony Mandela's all over it and waiting to see if anything's going to pop up on this deal here today. Gary Ellerson, would you want Quintez Cephas back for the Badgers at wide receiver?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, I think, you know, I thought innocent until proven guilty. I mean, I thought that was the American way. And most certainly, I think UW rushed to judgment in this case. And, you know, it wasn't, you know, from what I'm hearing, it wasn't really on the athletic department. That came down from the top. So maybe the chancellor, the president, those people, and Barry and Paul Chris really didn't have any say in it. So they had to do. Wisconsin is kind of ran that way. If most people don't know that, the athletic program doesn't really run the university. The academic side of the program or the academic side of the university runs the university, which should be. I mean, that's the way it should be. I mean, that's why most people send their kids to go to school there. So it's going to be up to, is it Blank you said?
Correct, Rebecca Blank.
Yep. Rebecca Blank to decide whether, you know, they will let him back. And this got nothing to do with Barry Alvarez or Paul Chris. Sure, they want him back, but they don't have any say in this. I mean, but I think
it's good to see, too, that he wants to come back. That was a thing that we didn't know. Would he want to come back to the Wisconsin after they essentially kicked him out before this thing was even put in court?
Well, because he knows. He knows that Barry and Paul didn't have anything to do with it. They're just being told. You know, here's a kid. He's from Macon, Georgia. And if most people don't know that, you know, I'm very close to my hometown. Macon is probably maybe an hour and a half, something like that, away from my hometown. And we had about two or three guys from my team in the 80s that we played. This guy, Chucky Davis.
Oh, yeah.
Was from Macon, Georgia. And Larry Emery. Was from Macon, Georgia. We had like three or four guys played running back that was from the state of Georgia when I was there. And so now they're finally going back and recruiting in that area where I grew up, and it's just tough to see then this guy is one of the most talented guys that they've got out of Georgia since they, you know, recruited me out of that state. You got nothing to say? Okay, good. And it's tough to see him get in. Yeah, thank you, Leroy. It's tough to see him get in this kind of trouble, and they rush to judgment on this. So I hope they let him back. I hope he can come back, because I think if he doesn't, there's got to be some sort of lawsuit here into the way they handle.
Well,
this.
If they don't let him come back, if I'm him, I'm trying to go to Ohio State or Michigan immediately. Like, I'm trying to stay in the same conference to a school that I know can beat Wisconsin, and that's where I'm going to try and go play. I'm just saying, if I'm Quintez Cephas, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to go to some conference where he's never going to get to play the Badgers or anything of the sort. I'm going to try and make him pay for, you know, not letting me back in. Leroy, what about you? What do you think about this situation with Cephas and coming back to the Badgers again?
Yeah, I think when you have these kind of situations, remember Jameis Winston, Florida State. That was rough on the university. I mean, it was, but they stuck by him. I mean, they just wanted to see what happened. I mean, just, you know, but when you're talking about things like this, a lot of these universities, they don't like these headlines. They just don't. They don't like these headlines. Some headlines, if most people read headlines, they don't even read stories, because sometimes it's reactionary. But if it was me, if it was my son, I wouldn't want him to come back at all. I would say, they abandoned you. Why would you want to go back? But I understand the brotherhood and, you know, his friends there. You know, how you're right or wrong is you just keep it moving. And you want to go back and, you know, be a great young man. But Paul Chris, man, he climbed a lot of ladders with me. I mean, even most coaches would have been like, nah, I'm ready. Turn the page. We say you want him back. That's amazing. That can do a lot for your football team as a rallying cry to just hang together, be close enough, and just go beat people and just win on the football field. But those chancellors types, the people who never played football but they're in charge of football, they don't like these headlines. And you know what Ms. Blank is saying? If I reinstate him, do you know what the headline's going to be? Chancellor, it's Chancellor, right? Mm-hmm. Blank reinstates him, and that's it. And that's, she don't want to live by that. She's not going to. I would be shocked if she reinstated him.
You know, it'll be interesting to see, because on Twitter right now, tweeting at 105.7 FM, the Fan is absolutely 100, absolutely from another one. Alex says, hell yeah, he's a good wide receiver. Being falsely accused of a crime shouldn't have any impact on his football career. Ryan says, yes, yes, and yes. Mike says, yes, should never have been kicked out. So, as far as tweets go, unanimous. Everybody wants Quintez Cephas back on this team. And the other part of this is, you get him back on this team, that's really a big shot in the arm for your wide receiving core, that Gary coming in, everybody was expecting a lot of things out of anyhow.
Well, he was the best one of that group.
Sure was.
When they recruit all these guys. They recruit all these guys, Danny Davis. They kind of stacked all these guys up together, and he was the best out of the group. I mean, he's the one that they thought for sure first round pick. Now, he's been out for a couple of years. I don't know the eligibility stuff. When can he come back? When, I mean, does he have to sit out? Or I would think if he goes back to Wisconsin, he should be reinstated
right away,
immediately, and not have to sit out.
But then the question is he in football shape and ready to go?
Probably not.
And see, that this is it's been great timing. Had it been like 2 months later, he could have, you know, went through spring training with the guys
earlier.
And you know, and how old is he now?
Cephas?
Yeah, and then they got, and then you got to, you said reinstating for his classes, what you take and all that kind of stuff. Football to me would be almost second, but getting back into a university where they graduate players, you want to be able to get your education. See, and that's what I think would happen. Medium, was he out of the university altogether? Or did he keep his scholarship to go to class?
All together, I believe.
Yes, he should have been able to just not play football, but while this everything is going through the court system, you can still keep your education up. So if for some reason you are found not guilty, then you can just play football. But you can keep your education. I mean, because these guys, you know, Wisconsin graduated.
Right, they kicked him out of school, Leroy. Yeah, he couldn't even go to school.
And that's the thing that we talk about.
So he's behind class-wise, you're right.
Right, that's way behind. Your study habits 2 years ago is not the same as study habits now. But when you're a young man, you just feel like everybody just, I mean, said you were guilty. Then you get found not guilty. Now, I will say this. We joke on Florida State a lot. But they had a lot of cases that was controversial. And for the most part, they stuck by their guys and just see. Because if you're a bad person, we're going to find out. And letting you go now is the same. We can let you go later then. But they stuck by their guys to find out. And if you are come down to be a bad person, they're the first one that's going to throw the book at you and get you out of the university. But for some reason, you know, your education is everything. You can still stay there and get an education and just can't play football.
Right.
But that's your defense, though. You know, can I still get my education while this is going through the court system? Because I'm telling you guys, I didn't do it. And for the most part, I don't know about civil suits and all that, but you would think that it would be a lot of lawsuits involved if they wouldn't let him back in for whatever reason. But I don't think they have wrong termination for NCAA. They can just let you go whenever they get ready.
Well, sure, but a university, I thought.
The compliance department would know, though. Yeah. They would know all that kind of stuff.
You know, it's interesting. I was just looking at his Twitter account, and he just posted a video about a half hour ago, and it's him working out on a beach with somebody. I don't know who that person is.
Well, he did the Colin Kaepernick.
Whoever
Colin Kaepernick put a video out.
Yeah, I don't know who it is, but he looks pretty good to me. Now, again, anybody can look good in a workout video, I guess. But
right. Well, yeah.
It's not like he's sitting around not doing anything. He's definitely trying to get back into shape here.
I bet he don't look better than Gary in Gary's video. Gary looks amazing in his video.
Well, I don't have my shirt off, Leroy.
He doesn't have his shirt off either.
No, I have the one with Gary with all his shirt clothes off. I have that.
Yeah, no, he doesn't have his shirt off.
Steve,
either.
I can give it to you.
Thank goodness. No. No, I don't. I don't want to see it. No, not at all. This is the other thing about Quintez Cephas and how this whole thing works out. Do you think this changes how they go about their business now with Madison Gary, where if this were to happen again, they won't act as quickly as they did this time?
No. Mm-mm. No, I don't think so. I think this is where they do business. I think they err on the side of caution. The football program is bringing him a lot of money, but I don't think they really care about it. I mean, this just shows you the standards of the UW. I mean, Leroy just sat there and talked to you about all the things that happened at Florida State. They didn't get rid of none of these guys. And Jameis Winston was kind of in the same situation as Cephas.
Sure was.
And so this is UW policy, and this is the way it rolls. When you start – and this is one of the things I – always talking that, and maybe you'll see it now, Steve. Everybody keep talking about national championships at Wisconsin.
Yes.
You just, in my opinion, yeah, could you get lucky? Yeah. But you're not winning national championships at UW when you're saying academics is first and they believe it.
Well, I mean, Northwestern says academics are first. Stanford says academics are first. Notre Dame claims academics are first.
Yeah, where's the national championships at Northwestern?
No, they're not. But Stanford and Notre Dame are in that conversation.
Where's the championships at Stanford?
Harbaugh never finished the deal.
They go to a bowl game.
Yeah, they get to bigger bowl
games.
They're
just like Wisconsin.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're just like Wisconsin.
Yep.
Stanford is a mirror of what Wisconsin is right now. Where are the champ? Well, now Notre Dame championships are old.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know when the last time they won one. Did Notre Dame win a championship when you were playing, Leroy?
No, they were pretty good
in the 80s.
National championships for Notre Dame. The last one they had was, I've got it right here as I'm scrolling down. Lost the BCS national championship game in 2012. That was 12-1 year for Brian Kelly.
Who beat them?
Let me see.
I don't even
they
remember
lost
that.
42-14 to Alabama. 42-14.
Alabama team had to be stacked.
Alabama.
I don't even remember that game, Steve. That was the last time they've been there. And when was they there before that?
Well, that was the only because they were in a national championship game prior to that.
When they won a national championship.
Because
you had the AP and the UPI and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they had that
back then.
Championship game.
Yeah, in the 80s.
So let's
see. Didn't you have like a UPI or something like that?
Yeah, the last one was 88, Lou Holtz.
Okay.
That was the last time.
And they had a little
They were 12-0 that year and finished 1. The next year, they were 12-1 and finished 2.
Who'd they beat, Miami?
In the Fiesta Bowl that year. Mm. That was the 89 Notre Dame and the third-ranked West Virginia Mountaineers. Both teams' undefeated Fiesta Bowl was the stage for the national championship that year in 88. That year. They won that game 34-21 over West Virginia.
Mm. What was West Virginia doing up there that time of year?
they were there.
Name. Not right. I'm trying to say, who they had at players?
I don't know. I'd have to look.
That was back when I was, that was my junior going into my senior year.
Well, Leroy, back when Lou Holtz and them, that when they had that stick, you know, back then.
Oh, yeah, they were stacked.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they were stacked.
Todd Light and all those guys,
I think Barry Everest was defensive coordinator then, too.
Yeah, I think he was there that year at the same time, yeah. All right, so let's take a quick timeout. Let me tell you first about Harry's Razors. Harry's Razors. You want that nice, smooth, comfortable shave. Unlike what I have today, because I forgot to shave, so that's wonderful.
Girls like that rough look though for a day or so though.
Not much longer than that.
You can't go more.
Longer than that. No, and then you better find that Harry's razor in a hurry. Harry's razors give you that nice, close, comfortable shave that I normally have every day, except today because I forgot to shave. Refresh your face and your wallet with blades as low as $2 each. Check this out. You get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover all for just $3 plus free shipping. Use the word Sparky, Sparky, at Harry's.com. Harry's believes that you shouldn't have to trade great quality for a low price. You deserve both. That's right. And to keep prices low, they cut out the middleman and ship directly to you. Oh, don't forget the 100% quality guarantee. If you don't love your shave, let them know and they'll give you a full refund. This summer, Harry's has a special offer for listeners of The Big Show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code SPARKY at harrys.com. That means you can get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code SPARKY at harrys.com. And when you run out, remember Harry's replacement cartridges are just $2 each. And if you prefer to shop in-store, Harry's razors are also available at Walmart and Target. Take a quick time out, get to a sports flash, and got a nice announcement to make. After the sports flash at 3 o'clock, stay tuned.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.